The world reacts to the Fed's bold move to boost the economy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts its day. In a moment, we'll look at the effects of the Fed's decision to pump a whole lot more money into the economy. But first, where's Wall Street? It is way up. The Dow is up 122 points at 11,338. The NASDAQ up more than a percent and a third, and the S&P 500 also about 1.2% higher. The Dow, by the way, is at its highest point in more than 2 years. We got European markets up higher this morning as well, and news that the number of people seeking jobless benefits jumped last week after two straight weeks of declines. Retail sales were up as well this morning, but that was mostly thanks to some heavy discounting. Now to explain the Fed's move yesterday and why it's got all the world's stock markets jumping, let's turn to John Sylvia. He's the chief economist at Wells Fargo, and he joins us now live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, first of all, John, we've been over this, but it's complicated stuff. The Fed is buying $600 billion in bonds to try to bring down interest rates and boost lending. Explain again what that means and why the central bank is doing it.
It is a bold move. Basically, the Fed is simply buying treasuries, and when they do that, they simply put cash into the accounts of the people that they're buying the treasuries from. That effectively makes more reserves available in the banking system in general. That's going to lower short-term interest rates. It's going to lower longer-term interest rates when they buy the longer-term treasuries. That'll lower mortgage rates, lower small business loan rates, lower commercial paper and bond rates.
And that gets lending going again. Now, why are stock markets so happy about this?
Well, the Fed's going for growth. The stock market's rallying because the Fed says we're not going to deal with this high unemployment. We're going to lower the unemployment. We're going to get the economy going.
And also, John, I saw that central banks around the world are a bit uneasy about this new move from the Fed. They're worried it might make their own currencies higher against the dollar. What's that all about?
Well, you got it right, Jeremy. Basically, we're supplying more money into the system, more dollars. The dollars relative to their currencies are depreciating. Their currencies go up in value. And remember, Jeremy, a lot of these countries are export-driven. So when their currencies rise, it's going to hit their exports.
Okay, John Sylvia, chief economist at Wells Fargo. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Jeremy.
The Fed's announcement was aimed at boosting employment. Tomorrow, we'll find out from the Labor Department what the unemployment rate was in October. Right now, it's at 9.6%. So what's next for the people behind that number, 9.6%? Let's bring in our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell. Chris, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jeremy.
So we're getting this big jobs number tomorrow. Where do you think the new jobs are going to be coming from, both in terms of location and industry?
All right. The jobs are healthcare.
Right.
Healthcare employment has been growing since the Great Recession and through this anemic recovery. And where are the jobs going to be? You know, they're in your major cosmopolitan cities, you know, cities that have education, healthcare, finance, information age type businesses. This is where people want to live, and this is where the job growth has been.
Now, a lot of people who have lost their jobs in the Great Recession, whether they be in big cities or small towns, are thinking maybe they'll get their old jobs back. Is that a realistic expectation, or are they going to have to really retrain themselves and change careers?
You know, I think it depends on your industry. Some industries, you know, they're doing fine and they've just had some cutbacks and they'll be rehiring. But so many industries today are shrinking. Media is a classic example. Or how about the U.S. auto industry? And if you're in that kind of an industry, you're going to have to get some education, some training, look at your skill set and say, well, okay, can I shift over to healthcare? Can I shift over into government? What about temp work? These are the kinds of things people are being forced to do.
Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Jeremy.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Vanguard, whose mission is to simplify investing and to help people reach their financial goals at vanguard.com/public radio. By the Wall Street Journal Weekend, offering four sections of ideas and information, available at newsstands every Saturday. and by Mass Mutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality.
A mid-air drama near Singapore has forced the Australian airline Qantas to ground its entire fleet of Airbus A380s. A flight to Sydney made an emergency landing today after an engine was ripped off the plane. From Sydney, the BBC's Phil Mercer says this raises questions about the popularity of the biggest passenger plane in the world.
Passenger Christopher Lee was on board flight QF32 when it lost an engine en route to Sydney.
After leaving Singapore, there was an explosion. There was a loud bang followed by another one and a rattling of the cabin.
This isn't the first problem with Airbus's two-story jumbo jet. Fuel and computer glitches have grounded several Airbus A380s belonging to Qantas before. The A380 is Airbus's most important plane project in years. Airbus engine maker Rolls-Royce and Qantas say they're jointly investigating the incident. As a precaution, Qantas chief executive Alan Joyce says the fleet will be grounded until the cause of the accident is known.
We would suspend those A380 services until we are completely confident that Qantas safe requirements have been met.
Qantas is one of only five airlines that currently fly the double-decker aircraft. It's unusual for airlines to ground an entire fleet of planes, which highlights the seriousness of the incident. No American carrier flies the plane. In Sydney, I'm the BBC's Phil Mercer for Marketplace.
And finally, to the Canadian border near Detroit, a man who had just had a lucky day at a Canadian casino was traveling back into the U.S. with almost $20,000 cash in winnings. But he wanted to avoid the rule that requires you to tell authorities if you're bringing $10,000 or more across the border. So he gave half the money to his traveling companion, and both crossed with slightly less than 10 grand. Long story short, authorities figured it out, and the punishment? The government is keeping all the money. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Just try convincing the people of your city you've got to downsize to survive. Detroit Mayor Dave Bing knows it won't be easy.
You've had maybe three or four generations of a family living in a particular neighborhood, and the last thing that they want to do is move.
I'm Bob Moon, the Motor City's Shrinking Pains, next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.